Hi, oh hi. Hi, how are you? I know quite a bit of you in this audience, so it's always great to see you in the audience. I'm Rob, in case you didn't know, the program director at Kiko House, and it's Friday, and you're here for poetry. Thank you for coming. I'm really excited to be hosting two marvelous poets, Ellie Krall G. Gardner and Sharon Bitsui. Each is going to read, and then if you applaud loud enough, we can maybe convince them to have a little conversation and a Q&A about their work. But first, I'm going to take a moment to acknowledge those of us who've been displaced from homes or homelands, neighborhoods or nations, and especially Duwamish, Suquamish, and other Coast Salish peoples whose lands we're occupying and who are still here. And let's follow that acknowledgement with action and amplify Indigenous voices and voices of color, both here at Hugo House and in your own lives. I don't know if you noticed the slideshow that was on that wall, but that's some amazing upcoming events that I want to highlight. This Saturday at 3 p.m., there's a panel for all the writers in the room on how to apply for residencies. It's called Making Time: Everything You Wanted to Know About Applying for a Residency. So if you haven't done a residency, and I haven't, but I feel like it's one of the defining experiences of being an artist. So definitely come to that. There'll be a panel of writers and a panel of representatives from residency. So literally everything you wanted to know. Then at Monday over at Elliott Bay, the bookstore, Hugo House is co-sponsoring a reading by Paul Yoon, author of the new novel Run Me to Earth. And I don't want to excite you too much, but I get to interview him after the reading, so that's going to be a lot of fun. That's at 7 o'clock. And then on Tuesday, here back at Hugo House, the poet Andrew Zawaki will be reading from his new collection, Unsun, F11. And I think that's a photography reference, but we'll find out, I guess. Looking ahead, on February 20th, we have the next installment of our Word Works Writers on Writing series, and that's a series where we ask prominent writers to come on stage at Hugo House and give a lecture on craft. It's really fascinating, and you get to hear all the secrets of your favorite writers. And that evening, we're going to feature the novelist Gish Jen giving a talk on politics and possibility. And then on February 28th, we have the next installment of our Hugo Literary Series, where we take three prominent writers and a local musician, and we force them to write new work based on a prompt of my choosing. And then they have to debut it on stage here at Hugo House. So it's a really weird and fun and amazing high wire act. And that evening, we're going to have Anthony Swofford, the author of Jarhead, Mitchell S. Jackson, and Charles D'Ambrosio, and music by Jess Moni, and they're all going to be debuting new work on the theme of behind closed doors. So that is not to be missed, and you can find out more information about all of our events on our website at hugohouse.org. Okay, that's enough out of me. So Ellie Krall G. Gardner is going to go first. She's the author of Trauma Head, winner of the Fred Cogswell Poetry Prize, and Serpentine Loop. She has also edited two anthologies, Against Death, 35 Essays on Living, and V6A, Writing from Vancouver's Downtown East Side. Ellie is the founding director of Thursday's Writing Collective, which supported emerging writers from Vancouver's Downtown East Side. She has performed her poetry at festivals across North America, including the Vancouver Writers Fest, the Railroad Reading Series, and the annual Creative Writing Conference at the University of Chiang Mai. Originally from Boston, yay, Boston. Ellie now lives with her family in Vancouver. And you also just started a new reading series, which maybe you can mention because I don't
The
remember the
Whole
name.
Cloth.
The Whole Cloth. And I think the inaugural reading was just on Wednesday, and it featured our other poets tonight, Sharon. So please join me in welcoming Ellie Krall G. Gardner.
Also flesh, a 10 blade, a suture, a digital line to the future where your aged self laughs at the glory you call torture right now. After several decades of denial, when does the peeling begin? Who holds your hair back as you saw at the carcass you've made from choice? Once I sat in a boat, my ankles manacled in seaweed, and watched a turquoise harbor ink up scarlet as pulse slid on slanted concrete. A beautiful glossy heifer pulled at her bridle and backed away from the abattoir's meaning. Our dinghy docked within her lows. Inevitability and I separated salt from iron, as I was raised to do. Someone's machete beat turned sugar and coconut into something to eat at sunset. And the language told me exactly who I was, a disaster. I made my eyes into the smallest envelopes and gathered what I could to send home. Translations happen as slices. Most cities fall because of error rather than skill, which is also how I fall. Nightly, I excavate the wound. I bring the thumb inside and pull. I make an eye out of the shame and watch projection narrow possibility. Those blue hours of ocean, when the waves remove all choice, have nothing to do with healing. Even a soaked rope binds a cleat. I lick the stamp, its peculiar glue tastes like something from a body, and throw the letter in the bag. My fingers in the waves read the difference between slippery words, unspelling the heifer's green. That was for Sherwin. That was a shadow poem of Billy Ray Belcourt's Flesh from his book, Indian Coping Mechanisms, Notes from the Field. And I just was lucky enough to catch that poem at IAIA, where I'm studying. So I thought I would read that just to connect with everybody there. I'm gonna read from Trauma Head for a little bit. Trauma Head is my long poem memoir in experimental poetry about an experience I had with a torn artery in my neck and a blood clot that went to my brainstem. And it's one long poem, so I get to read the whole thing through. And tonight I'm just going to read a little section of 10 pages. Daylight's 81 milligrams, a featherweight act of prevention. No other treatment, so choose belief. Again, the taste of childhood, this unknowing. The distance between myself, a typography of the kerning between, reeve, riven, such hurried and violent rush. Distance between myself, 3.2 centimeters, distant, measurable, ingrained frames, meet the length of a safety pin, joint of index, electrical outlet mouth. So test, click, photo after photo, the cold eye captures portraiture of halves. Me, mimic, Richter, squeegee smear paintings, gray, storm smeared left, the other side composed, untouched, face fall, self dropped. Couldn't motherboard synapse short out happen now? Disability, mortality, this flip, unhandled switch. Brain slip is glass, and the world is an endless stream. Crouch, wince, would run, if only it were safe to jar the vessel. Lying next to littler bodies, fear swipes in, and thinking, what if I miss, am unable to, until fear also burns out under the buzzer. Rasp of leg against a sheet, a schoolyard story, Every moment is inside, crowding brain pan input shout shouts. Open mouth language, Sesura. Use Little's metronomic breath to pace. Decipherish the syntax of the heated body. M alligator mind tasting. Relearn the word by tonguing world. On the only event, a drive to school, measure clear space, counting the spin of interior odometers, attend subito, sting, hands turned blunt, assume fight for normal, panic anesthetizes, right, or should pull over, is this the big one? In back, the children natter, ask for a radio change, they freeze when snap, hear my body better through silence. Children kiss me softly, my apology in their pockets, a flesh-ripped fruit leaking. Distance from school to home, 11 minutes, a continent. Hazards on, I call Robert. He steps me through the door, his voice low velvet. Nap resets funhouse dreams. Fall into the disruption, snuggies of the ambivalent pierogi and garage hipsters arise from tears that occur in the dinky layer, allowing blood under churlish pressure to enter the wall of the vessel and form a bourgeois underdog. Disruption of the zipper can activate mosquitoes in the smarmy cascade, leading to blackguard formation and profound platitude. Brain cavorts, stretching and playing jokes behind my back. Memory and thought are actors on stage in the frontal cortex. This haywire live action sleep show is skit based, brain conversing with itself. When I rise, the twitch is left behind somewhere I don't remember. An arterial thrum rises, pressure building. I stay still. Crop. Haircutter knows something happened, measures 3 months. He reads growth. First white hair is trauma, a jettison. Body, are you honest? Time unspools its white thread. Constant proof, M altered. I crumple sheets of aluminum. Viking hat become less fritzed, joke hat repels wayward pain beams from outlets from aliens. Littlest one finds me tearing up, tortured by sand fleas and green heads caught in brain folds. He runs for hat. Here, mama, here. Sound hammer taps on the keystone of the arch, and I, old edifice, buckle. He is millstone's circle. He folds back almost clean sheets in the shape of calm, navigates tide tables, scarcely remarks how schismatic the form on the floor is, how wife-like I am not above the flat line. Breeze, motion, color, sound, balance, the walk costs me an hour's sleep. Armed with material, an empty road, pitted, panic, pop-up, target practice in the heart's alley, no one sees me going down. Riot night of tinnitus, I wake from the drill in the ear. Reading is recorded, I won't watch footage, feel the fact of dissection in the constant headache year-longer. Someone mentions speaking rather slowly. Neuro-ophthalmologists confer, pupils die late, contract at differing speeds. Bifurcated woman, halved, seamed, I am studied, we wait. Continued studies, another port, this one opened to a bag of radioactives, hung off the machine. Hot particles slide, translucent into the tide, face blooms and ochre sweat and bitter almond dampens my palms. My beaches turned coalescent. The floating dock, storm-tossed. Dreamed I could jump out an airplane above an unfolded city if I presented passport, money, and jumping shoes. Sorrow missed a beautiful chance because could not organize three simple things. He moves his palm along my thigh, and I snap. Every millimeter of skin demands deciphering billions of messages. And backlogged with info of my own, pinging against overloaded circuit board. Be simple, be. Leave your hand there as long as you don't move. Morning unhemmed, torn. I hear him sluicing diphthongs across paper. A leaf drops syllables from the potted plant. Rain spits at the window in a foreign language. I am aware I am waning, a consumptive czarina, melancholic chords, melodrama, how useless this is. Love, I call, can you please bring me a cookie? Because I've had a stroke, you know, ink in, ill, a bowl. Magnets bid metal, healer digs fingers in my scalp, draws away at the end of each stroke, flicks invisible ribbons, she likens to black licorice laces. Do I believe? As plausible as God or neurologist, her idea incorporates, at least, touch. She serves a glass of water, observes, enjoins me to take to the loam, the forest. Some good mud, some element of grounding. A pine needle walk over horse manure, culverts, and coyote trails. Antidotes to electric revenge. Truth, all I crave is touch, and yes, it is. Dirt and iodine of beach morning drizzle, wet bloom smell and wind make me heady. All dogs catch ocean spritz in their coats. Flash to the other side of this stroke, memory jog. Remember racing men at the park, accelerating past them. Try a few steps, but pain flies, roosts behind left eye. Pull up, lame. Burst into tears amidst sand, fend off a cluster of puppies. The world won't let me go, keeps pulling me forward into beauty.